You graduated from high school in 1942. When you were a junior in high school, we had December 7th, 1941. You were 17. And I was wondering if during those war years in 42 and 3 and 4, you remembered rationing?
Now you're talking about growing up with problems. Kid problems were solved by walking. If you had grown-up problems, you needed tires and gasoline, and you had gas stamps and tire coupons. It was a difficult time, but the American public adapted very well. We were already in a difficult situation, and I think it's an accepted fact that the manufacturing functions required to win a war with the army were the thing that changed America around, because prior to that time, I was still at home, of course, during the 30s. It was difficult. The real war was WPA, PWA, during the 30s when the Depression was terribly difficult and strenuous time. And I'm very fearful we're drifting into a situation that's not dissimilar from what it was back in the 30s.
You remember hearing presidents on the radio, like President Roosevelt?
Oh, yes, sir. He was a great orator and gave people what I think our present president is trying to do, but I think he's got a more difficult problem than Roosevelt had.
By the way, your appetite, was it huge? Was it bigger than everybody else's, or just an average appetite?
My two sisters and I were very healthy children. Dad worked hard, and my mother worked hard, too, and there was very little left on the table for scraps.
So you were a big eater.
I think so.
You graduate from high school, and then is it on to college?
Well, I wanted to go to college. No one in our family, in our entire family, with the exception of those people that had drifted away in Chicago, and part of the family went to Salt Lake City and part to Chicago. Those people eventually found out that there were some people that went to dental school. A couple of them became dentists, and others got into professions that were a little higher level in terms of reward and effort than my dad did. Although, I think, as I said before, he was a pretty brave guy with what he had to work with. Finished high school, and I recognized you needed education to make any progress. The problem was, however, in my case, in a modern family, if your father is a professional person by training, you have something to lean on, and if you'll listen, maybe you can learn a few things about how to use that. But there was nobody in our family that had a higher education and didn't appreciate what it really meant in terms of developing skills that were necessary in corporate work, for instance, or professional skills of any kind.
Did you deem it important yourself that you find education?
Yes. I wanted to be a civil engineer. I was a better than average student, but certainly not a genius. But that was my objective, and it became obvious that I might be solicited by a college under normal times. I wanted to be a civil engineer, and I was catering and looking toward working with schools that had good engineering programs. St. Louis University did, and Washington University was a good medical school, and I think I could have been a pretty good doctor. But those universities, both of them were soliciting kids for basketball teams. But what happened was, you got to remember, I was 6'10" at the time, probably. And at 6'6", you don't have to go in the Army. So that wasn't my problem. My problem was finding a university that had not shut down its athletic program in order to get a scholarship, because we sure as hell didn't have any money.